Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign-up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balances and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Public Bank. We're the one for you.
Pick two. Pick two
in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening.
Pick two.
A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, BB insisted that Sunny get tested for TB as he was constantly coughing. Anil and Mala also advised him to do so. Frederick called Mala asking her to continue visiting him and Kavita as before, but she, realizing his ulterior motives, didn't agree. Kavita later told him he needs to look for a woman his own age. Kavita is now visiting Jonathan.
Kavita, I'm so happy you came over.
Yeah, Daddy has to go into town.
Gosh, I miss kissing you.
Me too, Jonathan.
Another one then? How long can you stay?
Daddy won't be back till late this afternoon. Hopefully while he's gone, he looks for a partner.
A partner?
Yeah.
Why?
Something happened between him and mommy.
They had sex?
What? No, gosh.
I'm just asking. You should see the look on your face.
No, they didn't have sex. At least I hope they didn't.
You're not sure.
What I know is that Daddy kissed Mommy.
This juicy.
And Mommy of course told Anil. And Anil came to the house and confront Daddy. And it was a whole blob.
Why this drama, boy?
Tell me about it. Anyway, next topic. The thought of my parents getting together depresses me as much as it grosses me out.
Well, at some point they had sex. That's how you got here.
Okay, stop.
Look at my parents. Dad lives in Guyana, Mom lives in the US. Don't you find that weird?
If it works for them.
Dad has to be traveling every couple months to see Mommy.
You think they are faithful to each other?
I don't know. At least Dad never brought the woman around me.
We need to investigate then.
Nah. It would kill me if I find out my dad was cheating on my mommy.
Understand.
Anyways, I talked to him about me living in one of the houses.
And?
He doesn't want me living alone until I'm 21.
Oh.
So that's the verdict for now.
You disappointed?
Of course.
You'll be fine.
It's just that the independence would be nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's just enjoy this time we have together. Are you sure you're ready for this again?
I guess.
You're not sure. Kavita, there is no rush on my part. Take your time to heal. Us being able to see each other is good enough for me for now.
And you sure you won't cheat on me again?
Kavita, when I made that promise that I will never hurt you again, I meant it. I'm not gonna risk getting another STI by cheating on you again.
Yeah, but we haven't been intimate.
I miss that, but I know your healing is more important. And maybe this time when we're not having sex, we could get to know each other better. Test our relationship.
I just want us to get back to normal.
This is normal. Spending time with you.
Sure.
I just want you to heal and be okay, babe.
I'm feeling a little better every day. The counselor is really helping me to work through my feelings. And knowing too that my rapist is in prison.
Good.
I just want to get back to me. To us.
We are still us. I'm right here, babe. Let's just hold each other. Love you, Kavita.
Love you too, Jonathan.
Hey, Kavita.
Hey, Denzel. What's up?
I'm good. You?
I'm getting a little better every day.
Good to know.
You haven't even been calling me.
Sorry. Just been a bit busy.
Okay.
So what you been up to?
Well, I'm home most of the time.
Okay.
Daddy's watching me like a hawk.
It's expected that your father would want to protect you.
Yeah, but still, he's made me think that now I have to sneak around.
Well, I don't want you sneaking around for me. Obey your father's rules. At the end of the day, you went through something traumatic.
I'm just trying to forget that happened.
It's better to deal with it, Kavita. A lot of people hold things inside and it has negative influence on their lives as they get older.
I've been going to counseling. I'm doing what I should do.
Good.
I just want to be me again. Happy and free.
I understand.
It's so hard sometimes.
Look, I thought about something the other day.
What?
About what you went through. Your story can be an example for other teenagers.
How so?
The dangers of underage drinking, drugs, unprotected sex.
Oh.
Many teenagers engage in these activities and don't think that there can be consequences.
Yeah, because it's, you know, you want to have fun and you want your freedom, and it's a lot.
But sometimes we're so quick to grow up that we rush to do the wrong thing.
Do you think that was me?
You know I will never judge you.
Be honest with me. Do you think that my behavior contributed to what happened to me?
No person can be blamed for their own rape, Kavita. The only person to be blamed is the rapist.
Yeah, but maybe I did a lot of things too early in life. Had sex at a young age, got pregnant, miscarried, had an STI and then got raped.
It's a lot, but your childhood was pretty traumatic. And when children experience violence and sexual abuse so young, it can have devastating effects.
I talked about all of this in therapy already. I turned to having sex early and chemo turned to drugs.
That's why it's important for young people to be able to have persons they can trust in their lives so they can turn to them if they need help.
Me and chemo were threatened by Uncle Roy. He said he would kill us if we talked. It was scary.
That's the thing too. Maybe your dad needed to pay closer attention to you and your brother. Parents should really build a trusting relationship with their children so they can talk about anything.
Daddy was busy with his business and we had different nannies looking after us. I get so sad when I think about other children who might be going through sexual abuse like me and Kimal.
It's just messed up.
Maybe one day I can do something to help.
You can start now, Kavita. You have a painful story, but it can help other young people to recognize sexual abuse and also being sexually responsible. Think about it, but you don't have to put any pressure on yourself.
I will definitely think about it. I just want to find my happiness again.
You will.
Well, I saw Jonathan today and it was nice.
You're still seeing him?
Yeah.
Kavita, after everything this guy put you through, cheated, gave you a sexually transmitted infection, you got sexually assaulted at his party by his friend, why would you still want to be seeing him?
Because I love him, Denzel, and he loves me. Jonathan has changed.
All right.
Trust me, he has. He even asked me to marry him.
Really?
Yeah, it shows where his thinking is.
But you're only 17, Kavita.
18 soon.
Still too young to get married, in my opinion.
We're not getting married now, but it shows that Jonathan is thinking about a future with me. And he's not messing with any other girls.
Right.
Just be happy for me then, Zoo.
I just hope he doesn't hurt you again.
He won't. Trust me.
Shelly, it's nice what you're doing sharing information in Morondoy about TB. But my love, you have got to realize that you're not a medical professional.
Ignatius, you think I know that? But nothing is wrong with informing people about something that they may be at risk for, but not aware.
I actually heard an ad about TB on the radio the other day.
Okay. I wasn't even thinking about TB until Robin got diagnosed and all we had to get tested.
Isn't that something most people are thinking about?
But the risk is real, Ignatius.
I just think you should probably try and link up with some professionals if you want people in Morondoy to become more aware of the dangers of TB. The signs to look for and how to get tested and treatment.
I can talk to Nurse June.
Good idea.
But Robin was supposed to be doing this with me. But since she fell out of the bush, she acting strange.
Strange? Oh!
I ain't really hearing from she. And Christopher and Diane said things seem tense between she and he.
Oh!
I don't know. But it would be hard for me to trust a man like Matthew. And he done give Robin plenty reasons not to trust him.
Well, it's her life. You shouldn't get involved in man and woman story.
But you see, the same attitude discusses a lot of problems. It contributes to domestic violence. If I know me friend in problems with she partner, why I mustn't get involved?
Because sometimes you get involved and then the people make back and you look like a fool.
Well, Ignatius, I ain't promise not to get involved if something going on between Matthew and Robin.
All right, it's your choice.
I gotta have a serious talk with Robin. Matter of fact, I gotta invite she, Diane, and Christopher over to dinner, but not he.
You don't think that that will be a problem?
I don't want him over here.
Okay, I really hope nothing is going on.
I hope so too.
In the meantime, you need to pay some attention to your husband. Come here.
What's the meaning of this?
I want to take you out tonight. It's been a while since I show off my beautiful wife.
Well, you don't have to tell me twice. I have a dress that I've been dying to wear. Whee!
And I can't wait to see you in it.
You have been listening to today's episode of Morondoy.
So when you're having fun, don't forget condom. Put it on.
Think you may be at risk for HIV? Need to find out, but want to be private? HIV self-testing is easy and available. Simply swab your mouth to collect an oral fluid sample and follow the instructions to test it. Results are available in 20 minutes. HIV self-testing kits are available at any HIV testing site throughout the country. Get tested today and remember, HIV is life-changing, but with treatment, not life-threatening.
A message from the Ministry of Health and the National AIDS Program Secretariat with support from Global Fund.
La tuberculosis es la infección más común en personas viviendo con el VIH, pero no necesariamente tiene que estar infectado. Si estás viviendo con VIH, habla con tu administrador de cuidados y tratamientos hoy sobre la posibilidad de empezar a tomar el tratamiento en contra de la tuberculosis. Recuerda que los síntomas de la tuberculosis incluyen tos, pérdida de peso, pérdida de apetito y sudores nocturnos. Con el tratamiento, las personas que viven con VIH pueden vencer la tuberculosis y vivir una vida libre y productiva.
Este es un mensaje del Ministerio de Salud y del Programa Nacional de Tuberculosis con el apoyo del Fondo Mundial.